Welcome back to Broadcasting Live at the Military Creator Con here in Arlington, Texas. And I am here with the most amazing, beautiful woman, Jasmine Rush. Thanks for joining me, Jasmine.
You are welcome. Thank you. You are beautiful yourself.
Oh, thank you. I am so excited you walked up to me because here we had connected on a LinkedIn message.
Yes.
And then that totally blew my memory. So thank you for recognizing me.
Yes,
and said,
ma'am.
Yes, we're supposed to meet.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us more about what it is that you're doing here.
Oh, yes. So today I spoke about from service to story, leaving a legacy behind. And so we talked about how you can shape your raw material, your experiences, your exposures into something that you can leave behind, whether it's a podcast, whether it's video, or whether it's a book. I've authored two books and I do a podcast. And so I like to try to tell people, you have something to share, and there is someone who needs what you have, so you need to share it. They don't need to hear the trauma, but they do need to hear your perspective. And so sharing your perspective, that matters.
I love that. And tell us what your podcast is.
My podcast is called Rooted in Resilient Voices. It's a podcast for women of faith who are navigating trauma or have navigated trauma, and they are now walking towards victory, and they want to share about the steps that it took to get them there.
I love that. Yeah. So what really motivated you to start your show?
I think I've heard a lot of people sharing from like all of their success stories, but never really sharing how they got to success sometimes. And so I wanted to hear about the in-between, some of the steps in between. And that's what motivated me to start the show. And so I just started from there, hearing from voices that I would not always hear from. And I started last year, started with 16 episodes.
Awesome.
I thought it up in April, filmed in May, released all the way till August, and then took a pause, and I'm ready to relaunch again. So if you're interested, come join me.
Yeah. So do you need guests?
Or I need guests.
All right.
I need guests.
All
this
right.
Is a,
so you
this
heard
a plea.
It here first.
You can find me on Instagram. So come find me.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that I think is so important is that you're talking about the stories that most people don't share.
Yes.
And that is one of the reasons why I started my podcast too, because I knew so many entrepreneurs and that they were at such an amazing level of success, but no one knew their backstory of all the lessons, the obstacles they had to overcome, right? And so I really wanted to highlight those because the lessons that we learn in those overcoming the obstacles is the gold that will really propel you forward.
Yes.
So I love that you're really doing that. So have you, how many episodes so far?
I have 16 episodes so far. They are available on all of the platforms, YouTube, Spotify, and anywhere you find your episodes of podcasts. You can go find them. They're gold. I got stuff for finances, and I got stuff for business, and I got stuff for real trauma stuff. And you can have tools for helping you get through anything that you thought about. Go find it. It's there.
That's awesome. So was there something that you went through that you realized, okay, I need to share this, and you were like, that's it. I want to start from that premise.
Not necessarily. The thing was, I wanted to highlight other people's stories. I've been through things myself, and that I wrote in my books.
You did it in a different way.
Yeah, I did it in a different way. I started out in the books. So yes, to answer your question.
And what are the names
my books are called? The first one is called "Help Me Tell: Finding Your Voice After Trauma." That's a children's
book.
Girl,
that's why we're sisters. Mine is called How to Get Your Voice Back.
Woo! Yes, I love that. Yes. And so that one is for children. I originally wrote it for children ages 7 to 11.
Okay.
And then I learned that it helps adults.
Ah, yeah.
Because adults have trauma that they haven't dealt with in their childhood.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I always like to say our childhood experiences shape our adult decisions. Yes.
So true.
Yeah.
And so learning that really helped me say, oh, okay, well, there's more to this. It's really a book for anyone. But originally, the target audience was for children.
Got it.
And then I wrote a devotional called Together in the Trenches. Mm. It's a family devotional for 30 days to help families navigate PTSD.
Mm.
So because my husband navigates PTSD, it is for them, for families to walk through every day, things that we and our family have walked through, and I want to help other people walk through theirs.
So speaking of being in the trenches together.
Yes.
That's where you guys met, right?
Yes, yeah. In the trenches in the Navy.
So what advice would you give couples who have been in the trenches together to navigate the transition out?
Oh, the transition out of service?
Yeah.
Well, two things that I'll say when you're navigating transitioning out of the military. The first thing is know that it is going to be a challenge. Mm. And if anybody tell you it's easy, they're telling you a story. Mm. Are there tools you can put in place? Yes. But with tools, there will be mistakes and bumps. So know that it's going to be okay, even though it's going to be challenging.
Yeah.
Right? So give yourself grace is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
All right. And number two, don't take it too serious.
Mm.
Like, because you make a mistake, it's no big deal. You can recover from it, right? I'll give an example. We didn't know, like, really where we wanted to live once we got out. And we stayed in Norfolk, Virginia for a long time, like way too long. I was, like, so tired of Norfolk, Virginia.
Right?
And I just wanted to move somewhere else, and we couldn't. But what happened was my husband and I decided to apply for jobs other places, and nowhere would open up an opportunity.
Wow.
Like, nowhere. But then, like, a few years later, this opportunity came open in the DMV area, and we took it. And that was the most positive opportunity for us, because it really helped us draw closer together.
Yeah.
And we made decisions that work well for us.
That's great.
But it's not always easy, and we would not have made that decision well if it would have came right when we transitioned out initially.
Yeah.
So give yourself grace and time.
Yeah. And you mentioned about your devotional and grace.
Yes.
How important has faith been with your with your transition?
Critically.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's my family's goal.
Yeah.
And so for us, we walk with the Lord. We read our Bibles. We pray. We are in our local church. We serve. We give. We go. We do missions. So
you have a community.
Yes, we have a community. Yeah. Community is critically important.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes, it is. Perfect segue to why being here at Military Creator Con is important.
It is.
So
let me tell you.
First of all, this is your first one, right?
This is my very first time here at Military Creator
Con.
And I'm so excited to be here. And if you are not here, you need to get here next year, okay? Because this is a great community. These people are like family. And I have one, I'm Navy, so I know being around military people. Military people, they love you. No matter where you are, no matter what branch you're from. Of course, we love to give each other a hard time, but, you know, that's just military
crayons
stuff.
And all the like. Yep, I've heard all kinds of things I had no idea about.
That's just what we do.
Right.
But here is like family. You don't meet a stranger here.
Right.
And so you should find your community here at Military Creator Con. This is a great group of people that will love you as soon as you walk in the door. So come join.
Yeah, and if you don't know anyone, come find us, because we'll introduce you around. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Awesome. So how important is community for you?
Community is so important that at my first place, when I first transitioned out of the military, we felt like we were an island unto ourselves.
Mm.
And when we moved to the Northern Virginia area and found community, it made a world of difference in how we express life.
Yeah.
That we felt alive. So if you don't have a good community, you will not feel as alive, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You're not meant to do life alone.
Right. That part. Yeah.
So you have to find community.
I love that. I love that. What's been your biggest takeaway so far?
My biggest takeaway was Christopher.
Yeah.
Christopher's talk to me was my biggest takeaway. I posted this on my page when he said, entrepreneurship is a bet on the future.
Yeah.
And that is sticking with me like I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's simple words, mm-hmm. but simple words that mean so much. And so I don't know why it's ringing so true to me,
yeah.
but I don't know. That's my biggest takeaway.
Because you
so
did
far.
Bet on your future.
Listen.
And all the things that you're doing from the books to the podcast to the media company.
Yes. Yes.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about that. Tell us a little bit about the media company.
So I have a company called Speaking From the Lens. We help small conferences host their media for telling your story. So if you need photography or videography or even a little small AV support, we are here to support you.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. And you go anywhere or only in the DMV?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So where can people find you?
You can find me at Speaking From the Lens on every platform. And you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and on LinkedIn, I'm Jasmine Rush.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
And it was great to finally meet in person.
It was great to meet you in person. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Janine walked away, so we got
a
few minutes.
So we have a few minutes.
Anything else you want to share? Final thoughts?
I would say my final thoughts is something that I love to say is see further and leave more. And what does that mean? Sometimes you can only see what's right in front of you, but look out further and leave more than what you can see right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here today, Jasmine.
Thank you.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great egg. You. Roger.